Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him.
You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch on YouTube reviewing for free.
This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I like every time you get locked out of your computer. It's like Leroy is so proud of himself once he gets his password. Like he hid the password from himself. And you were just here. This wasn't even like you were gone long ago, dude. You were just here. But some reason, how are you so good at passwords? You keep them from yourself.
Here's the problem. Okay. So when I'm at home, I log in with my laptop.
I'm aware.
I'm able to get in my laptop right now.
Right.
Okay. When I use the same...
Password
for the at work computer, It doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
And so Steph gave me a whole bunch of rules to like what you have to do and how you have to, I don't know. So I can log in right there, logged in, and now, and what could only be classified as the fastest work I've ever seen.
Yep.
He changed it. I said, Don't worry, dude, I'm in. Too late.
Damage is done.
Right. So.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. We got Leroy. We'll get back onto that camera because JFig was concerned that you were smudgy. You got to turn your camera. Hold on.
One last step.
I got it.
No, you don't.
I do. Oh, mute. Who listens to that?
This is like, teaching senior citizens internet.
Hey. Look at him. He's like, dude, he just looks at me with disgust. Again, dude, you were just here.
You were just here.
I know.
That's fair.
But I did two shows.
Talk to your mic.
I did two shows without having to use that brand new fresh password.
Well, let's get fresh with some headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll get more into the heat coming up in 15 minutes of heat in a few minutes. But they did lose late last night to the Clippers. Not a very competitive game.
Not a competitive third quarter. They were good in the first half.
They were not the second not quarter. The second. They scored 13.
Well, the Clippers scored. It was the worst second quarter. It was 15-13.
Both teams were bad.
15-13. The third quarter was third quarter all the way. Then you got the Kalel show, but it was kind of, you know, lipstick on a pig. I got stuff for 15 minutes of heat because I got some thoughts on this team.
I was watching the game last night, this morning, mm-hmm. and during the second half, I was like, Tobin's watching this, and I know he has some opinions.
Yeah,
some opinions because yep. I kind of know where you might be going to, and not even talking to you, but I kind of see some of the things. It's like this team is actually good. Like if they put certain players mm-hmm. on the court at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
indeed. But
I don't know why. Look, I'm from a different school of thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a rat's ass about who you're trying to play with, who or whatever. You need to win games, and you need to put the best group out there in the best combination to do that, right? And if that means that this guy has to play with this guy because it makes you dominant during that stretch, then you do it. Like all this protection, I want him to stay with his guys and I want him to stay. You don't ever get to that point because you scored 13 points and didn't have third quarter, right? So keeping all these guys grouped together did what?
I don't know.
I say, you know what? Have a 5-minute stretch with Jovic, Kalel, and Bam. If anything, you're a deterrent defensively. If you're going to have a 13-point quarter, then you make sure you have guys out there that can also make it difficult on them.
100%. We'll get more into it. But last night, an ass-kicking in the playoffs. Another one.
Another one. Well. Can I just tell you, there's certain individuals in the NFL, right, that at 12 o'clock, their carriage turns into a pumpkin.
You think the time's up?
And
damn, Sam.
And I'm going to name some guys, and you're going to tell me if I'm right or wrong. Joe Flacco.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Flacco is 3-game and then back to the pumpkin, right? I mean, 3-4 games.
But he did win a championship.
And he's old. No, I'm saying right now.
Oh, okay.
Championship was slinging it all over the field, Joe Flacco. I'm saying Joe Flacco right now.
He doesn't love his family.
Right?
I can understand. His son was wearing a Tyreek Hill jersey his last game with the Jets.
Here's another one.
Punk kid.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston might go 2 games where he throw for 400 each game.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
He's a backup.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now we have a new contributor to that class of quarterback. And I might want to have one in waiting. But Sam Darnold. You've had stretches where everybody said, this is the guy they drafted. This, okay. And then he does.
Mm-hmm.
He does Sam Darnold stuff.
Sure did.
So right now, the Minnesota Vikings are going home riding in a pumpkin instead of a limo.
14 wins. Gone.
The quietest 14 wins in the history of football.
I'd agree with that.
Right? Because nobody would have ever had on their bingo card, the Vikings and the Detroit Lions will play the last game of the season for the 1 seed.
Did you call it a bingo card?
Bingo.
It's bingo, right?
Bingo.
Yeah, that sounded right.
It did sound like bingo.
It kind of sounded like you said bingo card.
Bingo?
Anyway. Bingo.
And now, I want to ask.
Chad Ochocinco.
And this hurts. To even consider this one.
He's still getting paid.
But,
mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield.
What about him? Is he a pumpkin?
Can we add?
No.
No.
Can't put Baker.
Nah, I don't think so.
Baker got two postseason wins. I'm not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think
so. Okay.
He won on the road in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Got you. That's why I was just asking.
And he
but the other ones are guaranteed. They're riding home.
Absolutely.
So, if you're Minnesota, do you go to Sam Darnold and say, listen, player, we appreciate what you did. We ain't paying you. No. We are not paying you starter dollars.
Mm-mm.
We're paying you backup dollars, but you can stay with a winning team. Or you can go out there and go to one of these teams that's going to draft a young quarterback, right, and be Kirk Cousins and be out of football in 6 months.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
If I'm him, I try and cash out.
What are you going to cash out with?
Someone's going to pay him. Someone's going to pay him.
There's no way.
Someone will pay him.
Wait.
2 for $60? You don't think somebody will pay that?
Leroy.
No!
I think you're crazy.
Leroy, you don't think somebody's going to pay him? He's the best quarterback in a bear market.
Is he?
He's not even 20. I don't even think he's 29.
27.
Yeah.
He'll be 28 in the summer.
Put those boots on.
Yeah, someone's going to pay him, dude.
Yeah. Hey.
Not. I don't think he's – like, look, if he would have gotten to the NFC Championship, he probably would have broken the bank. Now it'll be like, you know, some two-year deal that's pretty hefty.
Three-year 105.
Something like that. I don't think he's gonna get like the 58. Ooh, maybe
not Seattle. They like their guy.
No, they don't.
Nah, they've kind of time's running out on Geno.
Geno's another one. I think he was hidden in the the Northwest.
I think
he was just hidden playing them late games. We ain't really concentrated on Geno like we did all everybody on the East Coast.
So the Rams win 27-9.
It wasn't that close.
We now have a playoff setting all set. Texans at Chiefs on Saturday. Commanders at Lions. Rams at Eagles on Sunday at 3:00. And the Ravens at the Bills, which everybody cannot wait for. 6:30.
That is the game.
That's every year.
The winner gets the MVP.
The winner of the
it's already voted on.
No, but. Well, if the loser does get the MVP, they're gonna laugh at that loser.
Well, I mean,
no,
the regular season MVP votes
when they put the numbers up side by side.
Yeah,
there's no way Lamar shouldn't win a third one. No way. Just looking at the numbers.
Yeah, you know how that goes, though. We've talked about this.
But guys, if you put up better numbers than you did the 2 years that you won MVP.
Yeah,
you just win it. It's automatic.
I know, but people are stupid. They put postseason stuff into it. They did that with Giannis.
It's the narrative, bro.
Narrative. Yeah, 100%.
They want the Josh Allen narrative. That's all.
The other piece of news from last night in the NFL, Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones. I had a talk. Talk about that head coaching job. According to Adam Schefter, their talks are going to continue. Deion saying that he loves it in Boulder.
Oh yeah, he loved. Listen,
we'll see. But
everybody loves their current situation until a better one presents itself.
Yep.
Just look at all the people that walk through these doors.
But you got to think that I would just think for him. Like I thought he would have wanted to take. Wasn't his whole thing? He's not going to do it unless he can play with his sons or he can coach his sons. So they got to trade up.
Yeah, and you think Jerry with it? Jerry don't like Dak, bro. He doesn't like
Dak. Oh, he's sick of Dak.
He doesn't like Dak. He's paying Dak because he has to pay Dak, but he doesn't like him. He'll do it. If there was a way for them to trade up to get Shadur, they would.
Feels like you're going to have to give up a lot, though, because those teams do need quarterbacks that are up there.
And I don't think the Browns will take a quarterback.
And the Giants are going to trade with them, right?
I think the Browns will trade down.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
They'll take Travis.
Do you think the Giants would do business with Jerry with them being quarterback starving? Like, what would Jerry have to give them? I mean, I feel like I would be fleecing that. I would need at least 3 first-round picks.
Well, especially because it's the Giants in your division.
Right.
That price is that's like the 3% surtax you got to pay when you use credit cards.
So that's almost like you probably. I bet you that the Giants would hold out for more than the Titans would, because just for divisional petty. Like I feel like the Titans would.
To be honest with you, if I'm the Browns, I consider it.
Get in the hall?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think it's a stupid thing, especially if you're...
There's a lot of areas, and not for nothing, like, it looks foolish when you had 3 or 4 wins to draft a quarterback in waiting, right? When you could have players that can make an immediate impact. Now, that being said, I don't know what the situation is with Deshaun, because... That'll be a big indicator.
He's not playing next year.
But the problem is they can try to get some of that money back.
They can.
If he wasn't acting right.
But I'm saying he's not. But just from a football standpoint, he's not playing next year.
Right. So
you're going to go with DTR?
No. I'm not saying at all. Here.
You're going to go with Jameis?
Here's what I would say. If I traded 3 first-round picks, right? Because me personally, if I'm the Browns, I'm not drafting a quarterback and expecting him to come and play right away, even if it's for half a season. Dude, they've gotten burned on that the last 5 quarterbacks they've taken in the first round. Baker was probably the best one. But all these guys, without the infrastructure, without the support staff around them, are being thrust into these situations, and then we say they suck. Mm-hmm. Like Caleb Williams, right? Like Bryce Young, right? Guys that could probably have used some time learning. And there's nothing wrong with that, but for some reason, throw them in and let them learn on the fly. No, you learn bad habits.
I think, though, thinking it out and talking it out, it's probably going to be, if Deion does take the Cowboys job, they'll trade up to the #1 pick. Because that's like, you know, that's one of those things. You trade up to #1, and then if I'm Cleveland, man, I think Cam Ward's a perfect thing for you. Just because, like, that guy, he just feels like he can handle, even as a rookie, feels like he could handle a locker room.
I understand all that, right? I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of, there's a reason why you were 3-13.
Come on, you want to... Yeah.
And it wasn't just about your damn
quarterback.
Let me
give you the goosies right here, all right?
What?
#2 pick, the Cleveland Browns select Cam Ward. And Bernie comes out. You have hurricane to hurricane, brown to brown. Oh. You know?
I'm not.
They could open a steakhouse together.
Here, let me explain this, and I can't be more clear.
Mm-hmm.
I would love Cam Ward to be in Cleveland. Okay? But. Is it fair to Cam Ward to put him in a situation that would be damn near impossible for him to succeed because your defense isn't where it should be, your offensive line is getting old, you don't really have a run game, and to put that much pressure on him, right, to the point where you're not giving him a fair shake at being successful?
I just think that...
That's the issue that I have with these young quarterbacks sometimes being thrust into this, come save us. You were a top 5 pick. You're supposed to be good. No, he was a top 5 prospect. Okay? He's not a top 5 player. This is the draft. For some reason, people think that because you're a top 5 prospect, you're supposed to be a top 5 player. That's not the case. That means that you are being compared to all the other guys that you're drafted with. You're not being compared to the NFL players. And so when you get there, right, just because you were the best and the highest regarded of the guys in your draft class doesn't give you any more cachet or clout or credibility in the NFL. So when people say, he was a top 5 pick, he should have been this, no! It just meant he was the best quarterback out of all that was available, which some years don't mean nothing.
We'll take a break here on the show. Miami Heat, they lose last night. First game without Bam Adebayo this season, as he hurt his back in the previous game, so he missed it. Love was in the starting lineup. Khalil Ware.
Hey, it started off.
It started off.
Hey,
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Level fair starts off great.
He emptied the clip. We'll take a break, get into 50 minutes of heat coming up next.
Isn't this this is a black rock group, right? Colors.
What's Lemon Color?
Huh?
In Living Color.
It's not in Living Color. Yeah. Right. They came to concert in Michigan.
Did they really?
Yeah. I remember seeing
That's kind of cool.
That's when they were like young.
Let's get to 50 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Online at HollywoodKia.com or call them up 832-930-6181. Last night, the Miami Heat, without Bam Adebayo, they lose 109-98 to the Los Angeles Clippers. Tyler Hero did not get a ton of support from his teammates yesterday. He put up 32-11-7, but everybody else, yikes. Jovic, oof.
I mean,
he had a tough one.
It happens, dude.
Jaime, oof, five turnovers.
You know, I'm gonna tell you what Jaime had. Kawhi.
Well,
Kawhi's arms are long as his legs.
You see, right? I got a little. You know, do you know Kawhi Leonard has won? I saw this from Tim Reynolds. He has won 15 straight regular season games against the Miami Heat.
Really?
Because he doesn't play, obviously, all the time against the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
But he has not lost in 15 straight matchups against the Miami Heat. But yesterday, no Bam. Start Kevin Love. And Zubac, dude. Oh, my God. That dude was like, willy nilly. A cool 21 points and 20 rebounds yesterday. It was nice to see Khalil Ware. At the end, that was the one positive. The warehouse was open. Leroy, first career NBA double-double.
Here's the problem.
Yep.
I need him to learn how to bang bodies with guys like Zubac. So you can see that in the future that, oh, he can handle himself.
Yep.
Not even try.
He's still a rookie.
Huh?
He's still a rookie.
But listen, that's a perfect... Would you rather have Khalil Ware out there or Kevin Love against Zubac?
Oh, dude, watching that game last night, I'm like, man.
Right. But that's my point, that Spo could use this moment. If that's the way it was going to end up, give your young fella, and then you have a teaching point. Hey, this is what you need to improve on because this is what you're going to be dealing with.
Yep.
So get your act together.
I agree.
We ain't going to keep giving you soft landing spots during the course of a game.
I think he did because I thought there were times he could have called timeouts to stop and he just let them – he kind of let them experience the
– Figure it out.
Yeah, the highs and lows of this game.
Yeah, but so like I get all of this stuff they do with rookies. But that was a perfect time, especially when you saw what the game was going. You should have had whoever his coach is, his individual coach, right? Call him up front and say, coach him up. He's going to play the rest of this game.
Ricardo says Tobin gave Nico the keys to the car and he crashed him. That's not fair, dude. I gave him the key. No. I gave
him
the
worse.
Key. No.
Even worse.
No.
He didn't crash the car.
What?
He didn't put gas in it, and we had to go pick him up down the street.
That's not fair. I gave him the keys, and then he had another big game. Okay. It's the second game after giving.
Oh, so he didn't refuel.
He might, maybe he forgot to charge his Tesla. I don't know.
Dude, I seen a video on Instagram, right? Dude ran out of juice. He couldn't get out of his car.
Oh my
nah,
god!
I
really?
Get stuck in there.
He, yes. He couldn't get out of his car.
I don't trust that stuff, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm not. I don't mean to sound like one of these conspiracy wackos, but I don't think I trust Teslas.
It seemed like any point in time somebody could hit a button and then all the cars just drive to one central
location. Or they just go together like Transformers.
Right.
And they take over the Earth. I don't know. I'm not for it.
I'm not into these new cars, these electronical cars and all that.
Wait, nothing says I'm old like calling some an electronical car.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
So, we got to talk about this, though, okay? Leroy,
what's that?
There's a big battle right now amongst PR between the Heat and Jimmy Butler's camp, and I don't know what side everybody lands on, but I want to just tell you something.
We're 3 days away.
I know. It's going to be a hell of a Friday. But if I was in Jimmy Butler's camp, right, and I wanted to say how the Heat bleeped up my window, I would simply point to the Terry Rozier trade as evidence 1A, because this guy.
I knew you were going.
Leroy?
Okay.
I don't know.
Which was the worst?
What the hell he's doing out there?
Let me ask you a question.
He tried, dude. He got in there like Cirque du Soleil and like tried to throw like a ball between his legs back to Duncan Robinson while he was right at the rim. Then he gets the ball back, and instead of an open layup, he decides to step back, dribble, fade away into a contested three. The second time he did that, where he was wide open for a catch and shoot, sidestep right into Norman Powell with a contest in his face. He is like 0-for-century on his last three balls. Can't hit a three. The only one he hit yesterday bounced up and down like a damn pogo stick. Like 9 times. And they gave up a first-round pick for this guy.
For who?
Terry Rozier.
Okay.
Dude.
So.
If I was Jimmy Butler, and I just wanted to be like, you want to know how they didn't do me enough? This is what they got me last year.
Hold on.
And look what he's doing.
And
look at him.
And if I'm the Heat, I say, yeah, but we did give you Kyle Lowry.
That's fine.
Okay.
But Kyle Lowry did, at least those teams went far.
Oh, my
God. At least they did, Leroy. At least they did.
You did not.
Wait a minute. At least they went far.
You didn't.
At least they went far. And you want to know something?
It had nothing to do with him.
Kyle Lowry would stay out of the way.
He'd set a screen.
So wait a minute. Stay out of the way.
So wait a minute. Kyle Lowry was less impactful than Terry Rozier.
He was more impactful, I would say.
You have a revisionist history.
No, I don't have a revisionist history.
Oh.
You're crazy.
When did you get Terry Rozier? Last season?
Last year.
During the trade deadline, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He hasn't been playing a year. He just played
a
year.
About one year. Yeah, it's about to be a year. And how long did Kyle Lowry stay with you guys? 2 years?
2 years. Okay. Two and a half?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, Kyle's done more, but the team was also younger and better at that time.
Dude, but this guy, he can't do any of the things that Kyle did.
Smeaton said it perfectly. Lowry was more impactful by being less impactful.
It couldn't be said better. Exactly.
So he did nothing.
Less is more. Less is more.
Okay.
Less is more.
Point for Twitcher.
Dude, I don't know, but I think that he tried to throw a lob to Kevin Love yesterday. I think he tried to do that.
Did Kevin Love say, yo, intangible over here?
I think he tried to do that. And I'm just like, dude, he has been so bad this year. And it pains me to say that because I like Terry Rozier. He's a nice guy. D. Wade, disciple. Loves Dwayne Wade.
Hey.
I really wanted this to work out.
Wait, you're determining as of right now it can't work?
I don't think it can work.
Listen.
He
might be bad now. But he's a loyal soldier. He had Tyler's back.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He had Hero's back.
But, dude, he saw no Bam yesterday, and he went,
Don't you think everybody saw that?
Hey.
By the way, what was number 55? 55 was nowhere to be found yet.
Dunks?
Yeah.
They building a brick house yesterday.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, there was a lot of building a brick house.
They built another Intuit Dome.
It was rough.
The worst thing to happen for them to go 7-15 in the first. Because by halftime, they had like 35.
17 of 52 yesterday from three-point range.
They had 35 points in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then by like the end of the third quarter, they only had 70 points.
Yep.
Brutal.
So it took
two quarters, predictable.
Two quarters to score what they scored in the first quarter. Like, I would say your efficiency sucks. You spent twice as much time to produce the same amount of points. So.
I would rather see Kyle Lowry take 900 charges than see.
But you're saying Terry that now because no, that's what you
I'm
had.
I'm telling you, dude.
When Kyle Lowry was here, you would say, I would give up a bag of donuts to get him out.
BBL?
Come on, dude.
He
stop.
Looks like he's playing basketball for the Russian judges. He's trying to put everybody on skates. Every basket for him is style points. And it's just, I'm exhausted watching him.
So let me ask you.
That's because they're losing.
No, it's not even the ones they've lost. Like, he lost his starting job, which he should have. And now he's back in the starting lineup because Jimmy Butler's suspended. I'm just tired.
Well, speaking,
you're tired of them losing.
No, I'm not. They haven't been losing.
No, he's tired of Terry's bad play. He's tired of Terry's bad play. But let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Now, I remember listening to you guys yesterday saying that if they won the two games, they finished this road trip 5-1, maybe?
Yep.
Now,
3-3 in suspensions.
3-3 in suspensions. 3-2 in this road trip.
Yep.
Yep.
They play the Lakers tomorrow on national TV.
I think they dumped it from national TV.
They did?
Yeah, I think they did.
Wow.
I think they did.
Okay,
because
I was about
I think they did because of the fires. I don't think it was because it wasn't the match, but I'm pretty sure it got dumped.
Okay, all right. So if they, because now if they lose to the Lakers tomorrow night and they come back here on a two-game losing streak and what could have been a great, great road trip will finish 500.
Right.
But two bad losses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the frenzy and drama that will be.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
Now, do they nullify this by saying, he needs another week of conditioning and then...
Reconditioning.
And then
that's all he's been doing is conditioning. You can't recondition when all he's been doing is conditioning.
That's what they call it.
What?
Send him to Sioux Falls.
I wish they'd recondition Terry Rozier.
Because what? They got two home games, right? They got San Antonio. They got
three.
Denver and San Antonio.
I think it's Denver, San Antonio, and then I think Portland on Tuesday.
The problem is you can't hide them right now.
Can I just say this? Here is the problem. Whatever you think of the situation, you can't go into a game with a person with Jimmy's cachet and think, I hope he plays. And when I mean plays.
Tries.
I hope he tries.
Yeah.
That in itself is a problem. That's the problem that I'm having with this whole situation. I don't care if Jimmy's mad at the Heat. I don't care what. My only problem with Jimmy is he said, I'm just going to go and ball out and we'll deal with it, you know, after the season. That's what Jimmy said. And then I saw a one-legged three.
Oof.
Right? And I saw him standing in a corner. Like, so I'm more worried about that than I am about the circus around Jimmy. If Jimmy's going to go out and play, I'm fine. And why on earth? Why? This drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Vlad, I'm just trying to think of another situation where this happens. You are not playing and earning your money this year because they won't give you a contract for 2 years down the road. Say that out loud.
I don't want to because it sounds stupid.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's that. That is the part. That is the part that is eating at me is that he's refusing to play now because of what they won't do in 2027. That's the hardest part of this whole thing for me to get all around.
I'm with you, dude. Right. I tell you that what I thought happened. I think he had two of these bad ankle injuries. Shut it down. He was done trying.
When you talking about this season?
Yeah. He thinks it's a health thing, And he don't want to go out there and get hurt.
But Tobin, but then here's the thing, though, Leroy. If that's the case, Tobin, then he's trying to get a guaranteed contract before everybody else.
It's essentially a holdout.
Right. It's basically essentially a holdout. You're trying to get it. You're trying to fleece him. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to fleece the next person.
And he's got and so he knows he's not fleecing the Heat. He's got his hey, who's that fleece online too from the desert?
Ishba, right?
And, yeah.
And with the Suns.
Yeah.
Because everybody's fleecing him. Bradley Beal, Durant, they all been fleecing the – so that's what he thinks. I mean, if you're looking at it this way, 37, he'll be 37 in 2026, correct?
Yes.
I've had this conversation, and Tobin's told me I'm crazy.
I didn't say you're crazy. I said your points are sound, but I told you I said this was going to be an issue.
Yeah, but whether it's an issue or not, it has nothing to do with earning your money right now.
Bad ankles. 37 and you went 60?
No, what I'm saying, so when they gave him the full extension, what, 2 years ago?
Yep.
Right? But, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like, you know how much crap could change in the 2 years? And he worried about 2 years ago. None of us are promised 2 years, 2027.
Did you just kill us all?
I said none of us. No, I said nobody's promised anything in 2027.
I know it's killing me.
I don't mean life. I don't mean. I mean this job. I mean your house. I mean what's going on with the economy. Nothing's promised. So why?
I know what's promised.
What?
We gotta get to Cat Talk. Take a break. Back with more after this.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, 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 Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour Tua early on the program. Did we do three breaks?
No, we didn't. I think something jumped.
Oh, something jumped in the system?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's not Hour Tua. We're going to get to Hour Tua. Right now, we got to get to the Road to Repeat, baby, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drink, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Panthers lose last night. Unfortunate. They cough up a 2-0 lead and fall to the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3. That despite Sam Reinhart, who...
Back-to-back.
Another game where he has a shorthanded goal and a power play goal. The problem with the other side of things is the damn Panthers couldn't stay out of the penalty box. And it was just power play goal after power play goal after power play goal. Tough night for the Cats. Noah Cades with a couple of goals for the Flyers. I really like their uniforms, so I got to be honest with you. You know what's weird, though? They're, you remember Owen Tippett? He used to be on the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger. He kind of looks like their mascot, Gritty.
Hey, I got to tell you.
What?
The chat.
What's up?
Y'all need to pipe down a little bit.
What's up?
What the heck was that? An hour break, you bums.
Oh, wow. Ooh. We're here for 4 hours, you idiots. All right? Stop lashing out at us all the time. Paul Maurice, this is what he had to say yesterday. He kind of thought it was a soft game by his Cats. He said, I believe, something to the detriment of, didn't really need the pads for that one tonight. You know? Pretty weird. Huh. Audio's not coming through. That's strange. Or at least we're not hearing it. Is there like a channel thing that's off, Lad, right now?
Say that again?
Is there like a channel thing that's off right now on the settings? That doesn't matter.
Shouldn't be.
Either way, Panthers lose last night 4-3. They'll be back at it tonight with the with the New Jersey Devils. Big time matchup with them, Leroy. The Devils are a very good team this year.
What happened to the Islanders? Weren't they really good like 2 years ago and then just...
I was like, what are you referring to, Potvin days?
No. No, weren't... No, it's the Rangers.
Oh, the Rangers. Yeah, the Rangers fell off a cliff this year. I don't know.
That's what I mean. I meant the Rangers.
Yeah, the Rangers, I don't know what happened to them this year. They've fallen off.
There's three hockey teams within...
There's a lot of hockey teams. 15. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying in New York and New Jersey.
Yep. I've been to that stadium before, but only for UFC. My first UFC event was at the Prudential Center.
I went to the Kentucky... I used to go to the Kentucky Derby for Trotters every year. The Hambletonian.
Oh, yeah?
We used to always practice against... We used to always play the Jets the same time of year. And it's right there in the Meadowlands. So you stay there, you just run across the street.
Hopefully the Cats can get things right tonight. But they have been inconsistent as of late. And especially playing disciplined hockey. They have not done that.
They hit this stretch. They have two stretches. They start off strong, and then they have that stretch around Thanksgiving, and then they have that stretch going into the new year, and then they get their butts in gear, and then that's it. So, like, these are closer than they've been the last couple of years when they go through one of these stretches, even though the coach said they're playing a little soft.
He said, this is from David Dwork, a guy from the Hockey News, over the past two games and both losses, the Panthers have taken 14 minor penalties. Bruins on Saturday and the Flyers on Sunday each went 2-for-5 in the power play, taking advantage of their opportunity. And Maurice said after the game, quote, just stay out of the effing penalty box. If we get to 18 minor penalties in three games, we deserve what we get. I don't understand the half calls, but that's okay. I don't get paid to understand that. I'm trying to figure out my team. All right. The coach is not happy.
Big one tonight. But he only says it even with a smile. Right?
A little wink and smile.
Yeah.
He knows when to pull the F-bombs.
I would say this. One of the things I appreciate, and I appreciated this from a lot of coaches I had, the coach that you see and the coach that we see are two different human beings. So I guarantee you what they are hearing from Paul Maurice, if that's what he's saying outside, is much worse.
We'll take a break. Our Tua!